This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Thursday, December the 26th of 2024. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 25 degrees under overcast skies. I am Chad Holmes. Not. You would think after a couple of days off, be back to 100%, but I went the last 2 days, and I didn't do anything. I never left the house. I did not go to special holiday gatherings. I was sick, and I stayed sick. And this really stinks to start things off, but we're going to do our best here to plow on through on this 'Twas the Day After Christmas edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Overcast, a few slick spots out there, so if you're getting out there either walking or driving, there are some slick spots out there, so please be aware of that. Also, there is a winter weather advisory that is in effect for us here in Marathon County until noon today. Patchy freezing drizzle expected, a light glaze of ice accumulation here in portions of central, east central, north central, and northeast Wisconsin. Until noon today. So because of that freezing rain, very slippery sidewalks, roads, and bridges are possible. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning commute as well. So slow down, use caution while traveling, prepare for possible power outages as well when that freezing rain occurs. Also, there is as well a dense fog advisory in effect until noon today for parts of central, north central, and northeast Wisconsin, including here in Marathon County. Visibility 1/4 mile or less in dense fog. Low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. The fog, along with below freezing through midday, could result in slippery spots on untreated roads and sidewalks. So we'll get more on the weather when we are joined by Brittany Merlot coming up. Before we go any further, I'm going to introduce our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I'm sorry you didn't feel very well over Christmas.
No, it's not been good. I thought, hey, if I just stay away from everything else, maybe I can get back to where I should be by today. That was the plan. It was like, by the time I got home Monday night, it was like, I can't do anything. I got to try to use this time to try to get back to 100%, and unfortunately have not up to this point. But we'll see what happens. And
one day at a time.
And you're going to have to be ready to take over at any point here. But how did your Christmas go?
Oh, my Christmas was incredible. I mean, we had the whole family over, had a great Christmas meal. My mom had some lasagna all set and some baked apples and garlic bread and just a really nice a meal and Christmas a day. We got the whole family there. Everybody got some really awesome presents. But my my mom and dad, I topped it off for me because in a few weeks, my dad's taking me to Disney World.
Really?
Yep.
Was that a Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm. That was a Christmas gift.
Was it a big surprise?
That was the final gift I got after everybody opened up all the presents. So I'm going to Disney World on January 19th through the 23rd.
Wow. Yep. Very, very good.
And we got some of my dad's side of the family coming as well, and we're staying in a very nice hotel. I was just so excited. And another cool thing about it, I get to fly in an airplane.
You've never done that before?
Well, I've flown in a small plane over Madison as part of a birthday present, but I've never flown a commercial.
Really?
Flight before, so it's going to be a very exciting trip, and I'm very grateful to my family, and just thanks for an awesome Christmas, Mom and Dad. I hope you're listening.
That is fantastic. So I bet you'll be counting the days right now. I mean,
yeah, start planning ahead, because it's especially when you're going to Disney World, you really have to plan ahead.
Well, what is the number one thing you want to do when you get down there?
Oh, the number one thing. Well, for me, I think the number one thing I want to do is go to the Star Wars universe at Disney Hollywood Studios and ride the Millennium Falcon.
That's fantastic.
So incredible. Just best Christmas present I ever got.
Well, that certainly makes for a very, very special Christmas. So, yeah, that's fantastic. Boy, oh, boy. And it sounded like everything was great until then. And then you just put the cherry on top of that cake, right?
No, honestly, it was a really great Christmas before that because we all got wonderful gifts, and they're practical gifts. Those are gifts that we can use. It's always nicer because my family and I don't need a lot of stuff. We don't need a lot of stuff we're not going to use.
If right.
We want to get gifts that we'll use, like clothes, like. This is actually one of the shirts I got yesterday.
It says Pizza Planet on your shirt. This
a Toy Story.
Oh, yep. I see.
Oh, it's so cool. We get each other gifts like clothes and food and stuff we can actually use, and it's not go to waste. Because, you know, the nice thing is that we get food as gifts. It keeps for a while.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Honestly, just a really great Christmas with the whole family.
Oh, fantastic.
It was nice to wake up in the morning and see that we still have the snow on the ground, too.
Yes, we do. That's, again, it was a white Christmas, so that was, I think, very nice for everybody involved. And, no, that's terrific. And, again, just odd being a Wednesday Christmas. I mean, it feels like Monday now, doesn't it? It feels like a Monday morning, Thursday morning. And it just... And then, of course, tomorrow will be Friday, then back into the weekend. And then next week, again, holiday for New Year's Day on Wednesday. So just an odd feeling week right now. By the way, I hope people had a chance to tune in starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve and then all day yesterday. I had a chance while I was convalescing to just, you know, turn on the radio a little bit. And I have to say, I mean, for the folks down at Civic Media who put it all together, the Christmas music really worked well. I mean, it was really a wonderful variety.
Fantastic.
You had some modern Christmas hits. You had some of the, I think, classic Christmas hits as well. And it just worked so smoothly. Sometimes when you try something a little different, you can have some hiccups. But when I was listening, everything sounded so, so good. Mm-hmm. Had the top of the hour information and then right back into the Christmas music for the rest of the hour. It really was, I thought, something outstanding, something really, really special. And I hope that we continue to do that with Civic Media in future years, and it keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. because, I mean, I thought it just really fit. It really fit nicely, and it just sounded outstanding. So, again, a tip of the cap to everybody at Civic Media who put that all together. Normally, don't play any music except for Max Inc. Radio on the weekends here on our talk stations. But it really fit well, and I thought added to the ambiance of the season, and really, it just sounded really good, and I just really, really impressed. And again, thanks to everybody who put that together. Put together a lot of music, and a lot of interesting music, and I thought just really uplifting and fun and everything else you'd want if you were sitting around the Christmas tree opening up the gifts and needed some ambiance with your radio. And I thought it was perfect here on WXCO. All right.
Always nice to have the Christmas music playing.
Absolutely. So coming up, if you're somebody that is in town visiting family and friends and you're getting set to head back home, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot. Talk a little bit about the weather. Talk about this, again, a little bit overcast, a little bit of a dreary start. Again, even just walking from the parking ramp here to the station,
yeah,
it was not easy. And make sure that you take your time. Don't be running out on the sidewalk. So you're going to fall and you're going to get yourself in trouble. And
please be careful.
And also, there were some slick spots on the road when I was coming in as well. So we will get all the details with Brittany Merlot coming up. Also, during the course of the show today, a little bit later this hour, did you have Christmas cookies at all this week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you have any Christmas cookies that were in the head of Donald Trump?
Thankfully, no.
Well, yesterday, on Christmas Day itself, on social media, Senator Ron Johnson put out a posting.
Oh, dear.
And he had a picture of himself making Christmas cookies. And a lot of the Christmas cookies were Donald Trump head Christmas cookies.
Jeez.
We'll talk a little bit about that coming up.
Wonder what they tasted like.
I don't know. We're going to take a timeout, come back. Brittany Merlot is going to join us next. And you better be ready to talk to Ian, talk to her, Ian. So.
No, I'll be ready.
We'll have Brittany coming up in a moment here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 8:22 the time, right now overcast skies and 25 degrees in downtown Wausau. As we mentioned, winter weather advisory in effect this morning. Also, a dense fog advisory in effect as well. And to get all the details on the forecast, if you're hitting the road heading home, if you're just still traveling around here as we get past Christmas and towards the end of the year. With all the details on the weather, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays. I hope you had a good time.
I have been sick for days.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not what I wanted to hear.
I canceled everything. I stayed home because I just haven't been feeling very well. And I thought if I just stay in for the last couple of days, hopefully be able to be back to where I should be today. And unfortunately, not quite there yet. So we're going to keep plowing along. But at the same time, it's that time of year. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's in my head. But every year around this time, around Christmas, I get sick. And I don't get sick very often. It's actually pretty rare. And boy, I can't stand it.
Going around.
Yeah, and right smack dab on the holiday, too. I feel like that's the case for a good chunk of people. It's always right around the holiday time, especially after Thanksgiving when you're seeing everyone and then everything's passed around. So I don't know. I hope you feel better. I know the weather is not helping either. It's gloomy out there. Yeah. We've got a double whammy, right? Like you said, the dense fog advisory and a winter weather advisory. So here's what's happening. We've got this system all the way down in Texas. Yeah, Texas, that is filtering in some moisture already this morning. It's warming our temperatures. It's putting a stalled front through Illinois right now. And all of that is lifting north. It's all coming right here for us. So what's going to be happening is our temperatures are going to be rising. Well, of course, they rise throughout the day usually, but they're going to continue to rise overnight tonight too, and into tomorrow, where we're going to see 40s pushing in. So with the extreme warmth, it's obviously melting that snow, which is going to keep that thick fog around. But here's the problem. Our temperatures are still below freezing right now. So this is freezing fog. Any precipitation that's going to come out of this cloud that's sitting on the ground, which is mist, some light drizzle, and we've got rain rolling in later on this afternoon and evening, those have the chance to freeze. So ice accumulations are definitely possible, which is why that winter weather advisory is out until about noon, because right around 1 o'clock or so, our temperatures should be above freezing and hopefully stay that way for the rest of the evening. But they may dip a little and they make, of course, you know, bridges and areas like that still below freezing for another few hours. So I wouldn't be driving out there this morning. I would wait, honestly, until tomorrow if you're going to be hitting the road. That's just me personally. That's why I drove yesterday to avoid this today.
And also, it's best not to walk. I was just walking from the parking garage here to the studio. And if you're not careful, you're going to be on your backside or, you know, worse, especially if you're carrying gifts to your vehicle or something heading away. It is, you know, I think it's just as dangerous walking right now as it is driving.
I agree with you. Anything that is looking wet or icy, some of it you can't even see the black ice, and then you take one little step and there goes your foot and you're on your butt with a broken tailbone or worse, who knows. I've done it before. It catches you so fast, right. Honestly, you think as an adult you've got this, but sometimes you don't. So waddle like a penguin, take those short little steps, be careful, or throw a little bit of salt down. Did you know that only one mug, if you fill a coffee mug with salt, that's enough for a 20-foot driveway.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So don't pour it all at one time.
Yeah. Right. Spread it out. Let it do its job.
Don't pour it all in the same spot either.
Yep.
As we look ahead, I mean, obviously, again, as we get, you know, we're officially into winter, and again, like folks like yourself wanting to get out there and have the winter activities, is there any thought of any kind of significant snowfall? Because as you say, with the temperatures being around 40 for a number of days, I imagine what snow we have is likely to go away.
Unfortunately, yes. A lot of melting is going to be happening as soon as tonight through tomorrow. A lot of refreezing as overnights fall below freezing too. So ice is just going to be the story, and mud and fog as we go through the next few days as temperatures do stick into those 40s. Now, later on in the week, we do have, of course, a cold front wrapping around the system after it passes. So after we get a couple of rounds of rain throughout our Sunday into early next week, we do see a cool down. And by the end of next week, we'll be pretty chilly. So there are snow chances after that, but all of the snow is going to be gone and we're going to be a muddy mess, foggy, muddy mess for the next few days.
All right. Well, what are the details here maybe for the next couple of days?
All right, rising temperatures all throughout the day today. Ice accumulations are definitely possible. Rain arriving, especially after 6 o'clock. It is going to be a wet one. We are looking at anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall throughout our day tomorrow. That starts to wind down a little bit throughout the afternoon, but then ramps back up overnight and into our Sunday. So a wet weekend and a foggy weekend, but a warm one. Temperatures in those 40s.
There you go. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for coming on by. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. And
thank you.
It feels like Monday, doesn't it?
It does. It confused me.
It is. No, it's just so weird.
It's Thursday.
It is. It's just weird. It's very weird. But
so glad, weird.
Glad you could be with us. Have yourself a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
That is our Brittany Merlo, meteorologist, joins us every weekday at 8:21 here on the program. Right now, overcast skies, maybe a little bit of light freezing drizzles in spots. 25 degrees is the temperature. East winds at 5 miles per hour, so the wind chill is 19. The dew point is 22. Relative humidity of 88%. The barometer at 30.16 inches and a visibility of just 1/2 mile. Coming up, an information update. We'll find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports, and then more to come. The time is 8:28, the day after Christmas. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, with the pregame show starting at 12:20 and opening faceoff at 12:30. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West Hockey against St. Mary Springs at the Showdown in Titletown. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 12:20 on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. If you'd like to join us, you can call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to have your voice be part of the show. Hopefully you all had a terrific Christmas holiday. And whatever you believe in or don't believe in, hopefully it was a good time away, taking the holiday off, and good to be back for a very short little couple of days. In fact, Ian, you're going to be just here today, then you're going to be gone tomorrow, correct? Be a long weekend.
That's right. We're actually we're leaving a later today to go down to Burlington to visit my mom's side of the family for a little Christmas get together as well.
And that's what a lot of folks do this way. Yeah. They have one family get together around the holiday itself, and then there's also other parts of the family you try to get together with a little bit later on. And in this case, you can have a weekend with it, because being the middle of the week for the holiday and then the weekend coming right up. So hopefully, and it sounds like, according to what Brittany was saying, that you've got it timed out perfectly. Instead of going today where the roads may be a little slicker, wait till tomorrow. But that's how you planned it out, which is sometimes the best planning is by accident.
It does work out a lot better, because the roads would definitely be very slick today. So probably best to avoid traveling today as much as possible.
Last week, I brought in some Christmas cookies, and you seem to enjoy them.
Well, yeah, they were very, very good.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie? Do you have a type of Christmas cookie that is your favorite?
Well, every year, my mom makes these wonderful Christmas treats, and she does my favorite are the peanut butter cookies with the Reese's Kisses in the middle.
I have a new favorite for you. It's from master Christmas cookie maker Senator Ron Johnson. And Senator Johnson yesterday put on his social media pictures of himself from 2 years ago and from this Christmas season making Christmas cookies, which is great for Ron Johnson. But the difference was his picture of 2 years ago just had a bunch of cookies that were like Christmas trees. They look very good. I would have loved to have had one of Ron Johnson's Christmas tree cookies. But there are a lot of them all the way down this very long table. Then in the picture yesterday that he put out, he had quite a few of the Christmas cookies similar from 2 years ago, but then a whole bunch of cookies that look like Donald Trump. Donald Trump Christmas cookies.
Interesting.
Donald Trump Christmas cookies had yellow hair. He was wearing a blue suit with a red tie and a white shirt. Sort of a orangish color for his face, which fit perfectly. But a lot of Donald Trump Christmas cookies that Ron Johnson put out there for everybody to see. And my first thought is, I mean, can you please stop worshiping him on the day of Jesus Christ's birthday? I know you can worship Donald Trump the rest of the time, but I found it interesting. But I don't know if I'd want to bite into a Donald Trump Christmas cookie. I don't know. Where would you bite into it? Would you bite off his hair? Would you bite off his nose? I don't know where you would go with it. But for Master Chef Ron Johnson, Donald Trump Christmas cookies.
Well, I would love to see a picture of those cookies to see what they look like.
Well, I reposted on Blue Sky. I don't know if you're not on Blue Sky, folks. If you are on Blue Sky, give me a follow. I did repost from Patriot Takes, and during the next break, you can come and take a peek at it, because I got it up on my social media. But Donald Trump, and the thing about it is, it reminded me back of the 2016 United States Senate race. It was Ron Johnson against Russ Feingold. This was the second meeting between those two, as Johnson had defeated the then incumbent Feingold 6 years earlier in 2010. Well, then it was a rematch in 2016 between Johnson and Feingold. And Russ Feingold tried to connect Ron Johnson and Donald Trump. Donald Trump was running for president. He was the Republican nominee that year. And Russ Feingold would call it the Ronald and the Donald. Because back in the day, Donald Trump was called by his first wife, Ivana Trump, the Donald. So Russ Feingold would say, hey, these two guys are one and the same, the Donald and the Ronald. And Ron Johnson did everything he could to say, no, I'm not anything like Donald Trump. No, I'm my old man. No. And ever since then, he has been just, joined at the hip by himself and Donald Trump, and now he's making Donald Trump Christmas cookies. So it's just hilarious stuff. It's wacky stuff. But another thing is, I don't remember any of the transitions being where the president-elect is in the news as much as Donald Trump is. It just feels like he is in the news all the time. He's talked about now trying to, take over Greenland and take over Canada and take over Mexico. And just yesterday, he put on his social media that he said to Wayne Gretzky, and I was so disappointed back after the election. There was a party at Mar-a-Lago for Donald Trump for his victory. And the great one, Wayne Gretzky, greatest hockey player who ever lived. And he's there wearing a MAGA hat. And I was disappointed. But yesterday, Donald Trump puts out on his social media that he would like to see Wayne Gretzky become governor of Canada. And he uses governor because he's planning on making Canada a U.S. state. He's out of his mind. And the folks in Greenland have pushed back, saying that, no, we're interested in buying the United States of America, everything but its government. So they're pushing back because Trump is talking about trying to buy or take over Greenland. I mean, it's crazy stuff. And it's just, I blame myself for bringing it up, but it's just, why can't we have adults in the room where you just do the job? Do it, methodically. Do the job for the people to make their lives a little bit better. And it's just all this craziness, and and his term hasn't even started yet.
Exactly.
We got, still till the 20th, so that's still another, three and a half weeks until he actually takes the oath of office. The thought is, will Donald Trump take the oath of office on a Trump Bible? Probably.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Probably. But again, I got some more Christmas cookies. I don't have them here. I bought them on Monday on my way home from work. So I did have Christmas cookies, and I thought, oh, doggone it, they're not Donald Trump Christmas cookies. But nevertheless, I hope that your Christmas cookies were good. And next time you see Ron Johnson, hey, have him give you some of those Donald Trump Christmas cookies. I'm surprised Donald Trump doesn't sue Ron Johnson. He likes suing people, saying, hey, you can't use my image without paying me. Did you get permission? Do you pay? Are you paying for the use of my likeness? No.
I'm sure he's just happy to get free publicity.
No, Donald Trump wants money. That's what Donald Trump is. He always wants money. He likes the publicity, but he wants to get money, too. Money, money, money. Mm. That's Donald Trump's theme song. Money, money, money. But nevertheless, that's one of the Christmas stories that I saw yesterday involving good old Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Coming up a little bit later on, I saw, again, I was sick over the last couple of days, so I was spending some time just looking at some different stories and the like. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk is in the news as much as Donald Trump is now. I mean, the thought is Elon Musk is almost calling the shots.
Unfortunately.
But one of the stories I came across yesterday is that Elon Musk is now going after Wikipedia. You know what Wikipedia is, right?
Well, yeah, it's that...
it's the online encyclopedia, basically.
It's the online
basically.
Software that people can edit all the time. And people do, honestly. I mean, it's something that's... It doesn't have any safeguards or protection. Like, anyone can go in there and have their own things and take some things out. Which is why my high school teachers were always telling me, never use Wikipedia as a source because it's not reliable.
Well, Elon Musk has urged his followers on X to not donate to Wikipedia, which he branded Wokipedia. Ha, 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 ha. Until they restore balance to their editing authority.
Do these people even know what woke means?
I know. They just use it
It's on my car. I have a bumper sticker on my car that was given to me by a good friend of mine from the theater.
You know why he's mad?
But definition of woke.
You know why he's really mad? It's because he made this claim on X, which he owns, in response to another user who shared a graph from the Online Encyclopedia's 2023-2024 annual report that showed 29% of its budget has been spent on equity and safety and inclusion. And that's the kind of stuff that makes him mad. He hates equity. He hates safety. He hates inclusion. It's crazy. It's just, you know, it's... I mean, the idea that they keep going after diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity, equity, inclusion, trying to make it into the worst thing possible. It is wrong on every level not to have diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then to say that's horrible, I don't get it. I don't understand why people don't push back even harder on this. It is wrong on every single level. So, again, it just...
It doesn't sound bad. It just sounds...
It isn't bad. It doesn't even sound about sounding.
It just different. And to some people, different is bad.
I guess so. But at the same time, it's just craziness. And especially from a guy like Musk. And I'm not done with Elon Musk yet, though. We're going to have a timeout. We're going to come back in a little bit and talk about other things. But later in the program... Elon Musk is going after Mackenzie Scott, who is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. And Mackenzie Scott has given away incredible sums of money to different groups, basically to try to make the world a better place. But Elon Musk is not very happy, saying that she is giving billions to liberal causes, calling the gifts concerning. I'm going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on. But, I mean, Elon Musk thinks he is everything in... We're going to have to, I think, see what his role is going forward as well with Donald Trump and the new
administration. He's the golden boy.
He thinks he's the president of the United States.
Exactly.
And Donald Trump doesn't like when people say that. So the time is 8:48. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53 here on this Thursday morning. You have to think about it. You have to think about it. But the day after Christmas, the 26th of December.
It's actually Thursday.
And yesterday, of course, Christmas, and both Joe Biden and Donald Trump put out Christmas messages, and they could not be more different. And again, I just...
What did President Biden say?
Well, let me kind of go over first what the two candidates, I mean, I shouldn't say two candidates, the two gentlemen had to say. It was a very, just a friendly greeting from the president, and the president-elect went after people like he normally does. Biden has been making public appearances and bringing holiday cheer to those in need, and Trump is continuing to threaten countries and threaten people, even on Christmas Day. Trump posted a series of Christmas messages to his social media platform, Truth Social. They started out lighthearted, but with merry wishes and a photo of the president-elect and his wife, Melania, but then things took a turn. In one post, Trump made another plea for the U.S. to take ownership of Canada, the Panama Canal, and Greenland. He said, "Merry Christmas to all, including the wonderful soldiers of China who are lovingly but illegally operating the Panama Canal, where we lost 38,000 people in its building 110 years ago, always making certain that the United States put in billions of dollars in repair money, but will have absolutely nothing to say about anything." Over the weekend, Trump suggested that the U.S. could regain control of the Panama Canal from the Panamanian government if something is not done to curb the exorbitant shipping costs required for using the waterway. The Panamanian president, Jose Raul Mulino, said in a statement on Sunday, "Every square meter of the Panama Canal and its adjacent area belong to Panama and will continue to be." Mulino also said that China had no influence on the Panama Canal's administration. Trump's post continued. "Also to Governor Justin Trudeau of Canada, whose citizens' taxes are far too high, but if Canada was to become our 51st state, their taxes would be cut by more than 60%. Their businesses would immediately double in size, and they would be militarily protected like no other country anywhere in the world. Likewise, to the people of Greenland, which is needed by the United States for national security purposes and who want the U.S. to be there, and we will!" Exclamation mark. Trump has been calling Trudeau Canada's prime minister, governor, and suggesting that Canada join the U.S. as the 51st state.
So he would send all the military power to Canada, but leave the United States vulnerable? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know. I don't know. Go deep into this.
Yeah.
Don't bother with that. Mm. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's silly. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And every level of it.
You're right.
So the president-elect also kept with his holiday tradition of thanking the radical left lunatics in the U.S. "Merry Christmas to the radical left lunatics who are constantly trying to obstruct our court system and our elections, and are always going after the great citizens and patriots of the United States, but in particular their political opponent, me. They know their only chance of survival is getting pardons from a man who has absolutely no idea what he's doing." He continued, "Also, to the 37 most violent criminals who killed, raped, and plundered like virtually no one before them, but were just given incredibly a pardon by sleepy Joe Biden, I refuse to wish a Merry Christmas to those lucky souls, but instead will say go to hell. We have the greatest election in the history of our country, a bright light now shining over the U.S., and in 26 days we will make America great again. Merry Christmas." That was his Christmas message to the world. Pathetic again.
Cry for desperation.
Exactly. So it's just, you know, just not even on Christmas can he stop being a petulant child. The president, meantime, on Tuesday, shared a Christmas Eve message on his personal X account, highlighting the sacrifices of U.S. service members. "Jill and I hold a special place in our hearts for the brave men and women in uniform who defend our nation, many of whom are away from their families this holiday season, wishing you and your loved ones a safe Christmas Eve." Also, the president and the first lady, on Christmas Day, they put a posting Merry Christmas America along with a video of him and Jill at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. So they were visiting sick children while Donald Trump was being Donald Trump.
Merry Christmas, President Biden.
Again, the country has choices to make. They chose to put in this lunatic as president of the United States. Merry Christmas, Donald Trump. We'll be right back here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.